Wow. The past 9 weeks have been incredible. And as we come together today at the end of our Be Rich campaign, we have so much to celebrate. There's so many different things that we're going to walk through that we have to celebrate this morning as we look back over the past 9 weeks. And for those of you who haven't been with us, one, my name is Chris. I'm the lead pastor here at Hoboken Grace. But you have to understand, for the past 9 weeks, we have decided, and we decided 9 weeks ago, that we were going to be weird. That when it came to debt, we weren't going to engage debt the way that our culture engages debt. That when it came to our future, we weren't going to prepare for our future the way that our culture typically prepares for their future, which is not preparing for your future. When it comes to how we manage our money and making sure that we tell our money where to go as opposed to wondering where it went, we decided that we were going to be weird. As a matter of fact, one last time, turn to your neighbor and say, I want to be weird. Come on. Where's the energy? You guys are the ones who are supposed to have slept in today. We decided we're going to be weird. We decided that we're going to live out, that we're going to set our sights on what we see in this passage in 1 Timothy, where it says, and I'll read it to you one last time, teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud and not to trust in their money, which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God, who richly gives us all that we need for our enjoyment. Tell them to use their money to do good. They should be rich in good works and generous to those in need, always being ready to share with others. By doing this, they will be storing up their treasure as a good foundation for the future so that they may experience true life. 9 weeks ago, we decided, okay, God, we're going to follow you into this. What does it look like to live that life? To experience true life, not just in part of who we are, but in all of who we are, including our finances. How do we pursue that? And for 9 weeks, we've been going hard after that. And we have so much to be able to celebrate as we come out of that. And I know for a lot of us, we were skeptical as we walked into it. And you hear Christy at the beginning of that story, she said, I was skeptical as I walked into this. I wasn't sure if I really wanted to be a part of this, but it's amazing how God has shown up, isn't it? It's just been amazing how God has shown up. And it's even funny when you hear her story. Let me just ask you really quickly. How many of you over the past 9 weeks have discovered a subscription that you didn't know you have or a subscription that you realize you didn't need and that you needed to cancel? Just show of hands really quickly. Yeah, exactly, right? You realize, wait a second, why does Amazon charge me every 10 days? I have 19 subscriptions to Amazon. It's unbelievable. I've got Amazon Music. I've got Apple Music. I've got duplicate music coverages. It's unbelievable. And it's been interesting as I talk to people as we realize, wait. We're wasting our money in ways that we don't want to, in ways that we don't need to. And God's just shown up in all sorts of unique ways. And what we've seen happen has been so powerful. I want to read to you some of the quotes that are going to be up on the screen behind me, and throughout the morning, you're going to see photos of people who are celebrating what God's been doing in their life and what they've seen happen. You're going to see quotes from people who've been walking through this, but I want to read to you a couple of those quotes. We asked them, you know, okay, how has this journey impacted you? And I love this first one. It's appropriate because we're celebrating Veterans Day this week, and this first one comes from a Marine. And so we asked him, you know, okay, how has it impacted you? And he responded, perfect for a Marine. This was his quote. We have a path. That's it. That's the whole quote. That's such a Marine, right? Like, we have a path. We know where we're going. And for a lot of you, that's a celebration. The celebration is, no, before I kind of had an idea, but now I have a plan. Another one, this course couldn't have come at a more perfect time for my husband and I. We just got married in May. It gives us a common foundation that will help tremendously as we move forward. Another, for me, it was an enriching experience because it helped me to really plan out my future, and I learned so much more than I thought that I would. I now feel more peace about my financial future. Thank you to everyone who made this possible. I love this next one. This helped me to realize that there's a goal, and I love how she ends it because she doesn't just say that there's a goal. For a lot of us, we thought, well, there is a goal. I'm not really sure what it is. I hope one day I can reach it. But listen to what I said. This helped me realize that there's a goal I can reach. I can reach. For so many, it's not just identifying where I want to go, but now beginning to realize, wait, I can actually get there. I could actually get there. That could actually be a reality for me. This next one, this is the greatest thing a newly married couple can do. It's so important to keep God first, and it's so easy to forget that. Now, I will point this out because throughout throughout the last couple of weeks, I've been hearing this a lot. Like, this is great for newly married couples. It's actually better before you get married. Just for those of you who are single, let me just bring you into this. Like, it's better to deal with money before you get married than after you get married. There's a lot you avoid in that process. And there's all these different people who are celebrating what God's doing in all these different ways. Another one, it was a great experience for me as a single mom. I felt like this was such a blessing made possible through Hoboken Grace and a scholarship. I'm very thankful. It helped me to get my finances in shape, something I was very desperate for help with. And how awesome is that? It's another one. It's been eye-opening. Even though we thought we were doing everything right, we saw we weren't using our money the way God intended us to. I love this next one. I didn't want to join FPU because I didn't like being told I'm doing something wrong, and I knew that I was. How many of us is that our story? How many times in life, you know, now I'm not doing this, but you don't want anybody to tell you. You don't want to talk about it. There's actually a proverb in the scripture that talks about how a fool, he knows he's moving toward destruction and he keeps going in the same direction. But she doesn't end there. She says, FPU helped me to recognize that and gave me a clear path out of that. This next one, I want to thank you again from my heart for your help with FPU. I'm so grateful to this church. The people here are amazing. It was an absolute miracle to have my husband there engaging in biblical finance conversation with fellow believers that he has grown to love. He also follows Dave Ramsey's steps diligently and believes in its practical sense. I just wanted to tell you this. Thank you again. I love this church, and I want to be very careful with how you hear that, because some of you hear that and you think of an organization or you think of a staff, but the church is not an organization and it's not a staff. It's us. It's us. When you hear that, it's us. This is why what we do is so important. This is why the mission is so important. I just say, man, I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful for your faithfulness in this mission, and look at how it's impacted me. Another one, as my group was predominantly younger women, most of us are still in college, this was such an amazing experience for us to have before we even graduate. We feel ready to hit the ground running next year when we are in the real world, and story after story and quote after quote, we could walk through them of people who are celebrating what God has done in their life over the course of the last several weeks. And when we look at what's happened collectively, it's remarkable. We have so many different things to celebrate. Let me just share with you some of the really big items that we get to celebrate. And I just want to invite you to celebrate these things with me. Over the past nine weeks, from the groups that have reported in, not all the groups have reported in, it's kind of like voting in Florida, but from the groups that have reported in, these are the numbers. From those groups, over the past 9 weeks, we've paid off 187 credit cards. That's worth celebrating. You're not excited about that? You want to be in credit card debt? No, 187 credit cards, that's incredible. No more donations to the bank. We're not donating to the bank anymore. No more free money for the bank. Sorry if you work for a bank, but we're done with that. Over the past 9 weeks, this is amazing. Over the past 9 weeks, collectively that we know of, we've paid off $539,000 in debt. That's over $500,000. Do you understand that? It's one of these numbers that's so big we can't even, it's unbelievable. In addition to that, over the past 9 weeks, collectively, outside of what we would normally save, we've saved $1.35 million. Yeah. You're not going to celebrate that either. You're like, well, yeah, thought it'd be more. Unbelievable! $1.35 million. And in addition to that, going right alongside of that, we have over 43 households that have said, no, we're going to engage generosity differently. This isn't just about us hoarding more. This is about us being intentional with what God has given us and being intentional with how we prepare for the future so that we can not only live like no one else, but so we can live and give like no one else. Last week, we had 114 households commit to the Declaration of Financial Peace, that we're going to engage this together. It's amazing what we've seen happen. The average household that was a part of this journey with us, over the course of the last 9 weeks, the average household has had a $12,800 turnaround. That's unbelievable. You guys are not great at celebrating. I understand this. We knew this early on. We knew this early on in this series. We talked about this at the beginning, that we weren't great at celebrating and how we need to work on that. We talked specifically about how we have to get better at high fives. So with all that I've shared with you, I want for you to join me in celebrating. Stand up and give somebody a high five. There we go. We're getting better. We're getting better at it. We're getting better at it. We have so much. We do. We have so much to celebrate, and we can't just move past this. We can't just move past this. If I were to go back 9 weeks ago and said, listen, inside your household, you can see a $12,800 turnaround, you would have flipped out. But there's something inside of us where we're really excited about something happened, but then when it happens, we just move on to the next thing. And it's not actually what God calls us to. As a matter of fact, God calls us to celebrate what he's done and what he's made possible. He calls us to celebrate what we've seen happen. And as we come to the end of this and we see all that God's done, we don't want to just move past it. We don't want to just talk about the next thing that we have to do. We want to take the time to thank him. And so I've actually invited Anthony to come back to the stage. And we're just going to take a little bit of time right now to say thank you. To come before the one who has made this possible. And say, God, thank you for what it is that you've done.
Will you guys pray with me? Father, you know, the words thank you don't seem to encompass what we actually feel. There's other words that you can find, things like gratitude. But the one that I kept coming back to this morning was the word grateful. Because there's a reason why we call you great. And it's not because of us that we're full, but it is because of you that we are grateful. We're full of gratitude because of what you have done. And the crazy thing about it is, because we're following you, because we're pursuing your truths, because you are teaching us how to follow you with not only with our finances, but with our lives, we're bringing honor to you, we're bringing the glory to you, but we get to reap its benefits. And that's amazing. And for that, we are utterly grateful. And Father, I think the other crazy thing about this is that it's not just about an individual's life who's changed. And there are many. There are many stories after story after story of people whose lives are changed. But as a result of that life being changed, God, we know that there are families that are forever changed. We know that there are neighborhoods that are forever changed, communities that are forever changed. And as a result, this world can be forever changed because of the lives that have been changed. And generations upon generations upon generations are changed because of our decisions here today to be able to pursue you with all we have. Father, this isn't a little thank you. This is a huge bout of gratitude, Father. This is a huge bout of gratefulness because you are great. And we have seen your faithfulness over and over and over again. And we celebrate you today, God. And we thank you. Thank you. And thank you.
Father, we're in awe of you and what you can make possible in such a short amount of time. And as Anthony said, how remarkable is it that you call us to follow you, and in doing so, you don't take from us, but you continue to pour into our lives. You truly are leading us to the life that's truly life. And Father, we We are incredibly, as Anthony said, grateful. Thank you so much for what it is that you've made possible. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of this in one another's lives. Thank you for allowing us to be able to celebrate this together. Thank you for all that's possible as we follow you, as we experience you, and as we bring you to the world around us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I recognize this as we come together today and as we look at what's happened, that again, we have a tendency to just move on. Rather than celebrating what's behind, we have a tendency to look towards what is ahead. And when you come out of what we've come out of, you realize that there's a lot ahead. Some of you are sitting here today and saying, yeah, well, I paid off a lot of my student loan, but there's a lot left. And you've come out of this and said, okay, I've got a plan, but there's a lot to do in order to implement that plan. And if you're like me, you came out of the last 9 weeks with like a 30 item to-do list of things to check on your insurance and over here and over here and over. And we can come out of a time period like this, and rather than celebrating, we can look forward. But I want to take you to a passage today that I think challenges that. It's found in the book of Philippians. And Paul is writing to the church. God's speaking through Paul to the church. And he says this. He says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. He says, listen, as you're engaging the future, he says, don't worry. Don't live your life consumed by worry. And sometimes when you come out of something like this and you have a lot in front of you, that can happen. He says, but I don't want you to do that. He says, I want for you instead to practice something else. He says, the antidote to worry is this. Engage God in the conversation of what's ahead. And then what does he say to do? And thank him for what it is that he's done. He says, rather than worrying about the future, he says, you need to make sure that you take the time to celebrate what God's done, to thank God for what God has done, because when you engage God in what he's made possible, you realize, no, God has led me, and God has provided for me, and God is instructing me, and God is moving before me into the future. It changes the whole way that you think about the future. And so today, as we come together, I want to make sure that we don't just move on, but then we take the time to say, no, look at what God's made possible. How remarkable is it what God's done in our lives, inside of our church family, what he's doing inside of our community. I want for us to do that together as a family, but I also want for you to do that as an individual. How has God worked in your life over the course of the past 9 weeks? How has he moved in your life over that time? For some of us, it's debt that we've been able to pay off. For others of us, it's savings that we've begun to build and we've begun to move towards the future. For others of us, it's the plan that we've put in place. For others, it's confidence that I feel prepared. I know what I'm doing. I feel completely differently about this whole area of my life. For others of you, it's not just that you have a plan, but now you're on the same page with your spouse inside that plan. And we're working towards this together. What is it in your life? Don't just move past it. Don't just move on to the next thing. What is it that you have to celebrate, that you get to be thankful for today? I want to share with you another story this morning. It's a couple that today is able to celebrate a lot of those things. Check it out.
We were, to be frank, we were a little bit skeptical about the FPU. The stories that would come through on a daily basis of people paying off hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt just doesn't seem like realistic.
It almost sounds like an infomercial.
And we laughed. We said, this can't be right.
It can't be real.
And we were a little bit reluctant. We kind of just said, let's just be patient and we'll see what happens. We'll see where it leads us and we'll just take it from there.
Yeah, and I think we were also reluctant, if we were being honest, that what it would bring up in our marriage, I think, was kind of, you know, we joked about it and we made fun of it, but I think a lot of it was we were scared to talk about money. We were scared to have those conversations. We did not do those well. We've been married for 13 years, and we've been having the same money fight since year one, you know? And it doesn't matter how much more money we've made throughout the years, the fight, the talk, the conflict has always been the same. The more money that comes in doesn't change the problems that we're having, you know?
And so here we are today, the first time in our lives that we've done a budget together and sat down and talked about it was when we started FPU, which was a
eye-opener.
Yeah. It
was a big difference, too, because budgeting, to me, was a scary word. And to me, it was always a restriction. It was always a negative. And so it was always approached that way. And it always felt that way to me. And, like, you're trying to hold me down and tell me no. And, like, I never thought of budgets the way that I think of them now until I heard Dave say, a budget is telling your money where to go instead of wondering where it went. And that was like, oh, okay, so it's not just taking things away from me. It's not just restricting me. It's actually just giving me a framework. It fully changed the way we were able to communicate about it. Suddenly that first week when we did the cash flow, the zero dollar budget, it was like, wow, like it was weird because for one, it wasn't as scary as I expected it would be. I'm the free spirit, if you can't tell by the way in this conversation, he's the nerd. We didn't realize how much money we actually even had every month coming in and going to different places. So I was really kind of scared of what that answer would be when we did it. And it was actually nice. Like, it was like, wow, we actually have a lot more money than we even realized we had. We're just doing it badly. We're just not keeping track of it. So it's just like flowing through our fingers like water and we're not paying attention to it. And I think a big one was tithing for us. Like,
yeah, like Dave says, you know, we were the classic example of, you know, where can we tithe? We can't tithe. We don't have any money left, right? How are you going to tithe when you don't have any money left?
Tithing
and his thing
was
always, you know, that's because your budget's upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And so the cash flow plan has the first line on there is, you know, what are you giving and how much is it?
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to put a number on that was
triple
what we had previously did.
First month, we tripled our tithing right off the bat and like started with, we're going to cream from the top instead of what's left over at the end of the day. We're going right for it from the get. And we still had all our other categories somehow still worked out and they still were okay. Like it didn't hurt like we thought it would, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was amazing. Like that God was like, no, you can still give this much and still do your life and be okay. That was kind of a big
eye-opener. It was a big eye-opener and, you know, committing to it and being together and sitting there and having a conversation about it and here's what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had always wanted to do it. It's
yeah.
just we just never, we were just too, we weren't smart enough about it, I guess is the way to think of it. And, you know, being able to do it this month has been a very rewarding experience for us.
I think for the first time in 13 years, we're having conversations we were afraid to have, and we're having them well. We're having them on level playing field. We're not having them in a fight. We're coming together. We're having our budget meeting once a week we've committed to, and we do it in a neutral territory. We're both calm. There's no judgment. It's like, it's a totally different way of just processing our communication and our mindset about finances in our marriage.
I sat down with her for the first time and I said, you know, I'm really excited for our future. I'm really happy to see us talking about this and where we can go from here.
Yeah. And the other thing too, like just the spreadsheet, that is not my language. I don't talk in spreadsheets. Like he's a tax attorney. So like he thinks in spreadsheets. That is so not me. So like the dumbed down budget for dummies, easy handwritten stuff that's in the book of FPU is like so my wheelhouse. Like I'm like, okay, I can handle this. This is simple. And so even just seeing it in a different way for me and like him coming to my level for that kind of stuff has been just super helpful for us far as like how we can communicate.
Yeah, and we might forever now do a paper budget and I should be happy to do that.
It works. If it gets us talking, like, hey, why not?
Yeah.
We have been doing this the same way and wrong for 13 years. This is finally a chance to do it different, and now we're getting different results, you know?
Yeah, and I say this in the group that we're in, that I feel like for the first time in our marriage that we're a team together,
mm-hmm.
and we're finally connected and going forward, you know, together. And so now, you know, we have plans. I have lots of student debt. We'll happily admit that. Mm-hmm. And so we have plans to pay it off. Mm-hmm. And it's instead of
hopeful
just saying,
for once.
And yeah, very hopeful. And instead of just saying, yeah, we plan on paying this off someday.
Someday.
We actually have a plan to do it, and to do it much faster than I think anybody ever could.
We ever thought we could do. Yeah. And I think that's the thing. We're working as a team now, just like Dave said, how much weight the horses can pull when they're working together, you know what I mean? And that is us now. We are finally on the same page. We're finally doing it as a team, pulling that cart together. It's hard. It may be tough. We're going uphill, but we're doing it as a team for once in our marriage.
You guys tell them. How amazing is that? Let me ask you something. What is it that you have to celebrate today? Don't just move on. What is it that you have to be thankful for today? Let's make sure that we take the time to actually do that. I'm going to invite the band to come back out. And as they do, and as we walk through the next couple songs, I want to invite you to engage God in that celebration of what it is that he's made possible. You see, when you look back, when you take the time to look back at how God has led you and how God has provided, it changes the whole way that you think about him leading and providing in the future. It changes the whole way that you think about how he cares about you. But one of the things that I've experienced throughout this series is that when I think of all that I have as being from me, I don't feel very loved by God. But when I recognize that everything that I have comes from him, I feel incredibly loved by God. For some of us, we've been loved and we're being loved really, really well. But we're not taking the time to experience it. And what I want to invite you into is to celebrate what he's done and to experience his love. The way that he's loved you over the past couple months here. For me, as we come to the end of this journey, the thing that I'm celebrating more than anything else is that at the beginning of this journey, there were a lot of us that had all great intentions. We were well-intentioned for impact, but we weren't positioned for impact. Over the course of the last 9 weeks, that's beginning to change. And for a lot of us, it's not just that we're intentioned for impact anymore. We've become, and we're becoming, positioned for impact. For God to use us to change the world in ways that we never previously thought possible. What is it that you have to celebrate today? Don't move past it. Experience his love. Father, we thank you for how you have poured into our lives. We thank you for how you have loved us. We thank you for how you're moving us from just being intentioned for impact to positioned for impact. And Father, we pray that you would use us. That you would use us to impact the world around us. That you would use us to declare your glory to the world around us. In Jesus' name, amen.